Introducing Recyclico, making lithium ion last forever. Recyclico's patented recycling process achieves up to 100% recovery of battery metals from lithium ion batteries for electric vehicles, including cobalt, lithium, nickel, manganese, and aluminum. Recyclico Battery Materials Incorporated trades on the TSX Venture AMY, on the OTCQB AMYZF, and Frankfurt ID4. For more information, visit recyclico.com or phone us at 778-574-4444. Recyclico, making lithium ion last forever.
Welcome to the Goddard Report. Comments made on the Goddard Report and TalkDigitalNetwork.com are an expression of opinion only. Here is Jim Goddard.
My guest is Bill VanderZam, former Premier of British Columbia. He spearheaded the very successful campaign to quash the harmonized sales tax in British Columbia. He's speaking to us from Ladner, BC. Bill, welcome back to the Goddard Report.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure being here.
Bill, how are you doing? And Lillian, and what are you up to?
We're doing okay, as best as can be expected, given the circumstances in the province and the country. We're doing all we can, keeping busy for sure. And I'm glad to have this opportunity to also wish everybody a Merry Christmas and the best of the season.
Danielle Smith, the new Premier of Alberta, just brought in the Alberta Sovereignty Act. What does it do for Alberta, and should BC have a BC Sovereignty Act?
Well, the more authority or management we can grant to the province or the government closer to us, the better it is. So I agree with what Alberta is doing. I'm quite impressed, as a matter of fact.
Could provincial sovereignty acts cause Canada to stay together?
Yeah, I think it definitely is being torn apart now, even though most people don't realize what's happening, unfortunately. So getting things closer to the people at the provincial level is great. And if we can move some things to the municipal level and have it managed there, it's better still.
BC still has recall legislation. Should all provincial politicians in BC with ties to Klaus Schwab's World Economic Forum be recalled?
You know what? We need to do a number of things. First of all, we shouldn't have politicians serve more than three terms. I don't think we should be paying politicians the big salaries and keep it a bit of a secret. They're there to help the people, not for the money. So that should be exposed a little bit more than it has been. If we can move things closer to the people, that's much better still. So, yeah, I think this is a way to keep the country together.
Klaus Schwab brags his people never lose elections. How could that be accomplished without controlling the ballot counting?
Well, it's amazing. This guy's been around for some time. He's trying to take control. I think he's doing so rather secretly, but quite effectively. There's more and more stuff being moved away from the people to perhaps eventually a place like Brussels. It'll be centralization, because politicians don't need to answer much if it's far removed from the people. They can just collect their pension, they can collect all the benefits, they can collect their pay, and they don't have to answer if they're try and get them someplace in Brussels. It'll be next to impossible. So, no, it's a good thing. We need to, this will keep the country together a little bit longer. And we need to do a lot more than that, mind you, to try and keep the country together, because I think we're on a road to disaster.
Could election fraud be alive and well in BC, especially mail-in ballots, and what can be done to prove elections in BC do or do not involve fraud?
No, mail-in ballots are supposedly given as a benefit to the people, but it's another way to destroy things. It's elections. People should be made, not made, people should be required, if they want to vote on election day. I don't think you can have elections spread as we see it in the U.S. and other places over weeks and weeks. That's not good. People need to vote close to the election date.
In BC, UNDRIP, that the UN is involved in, jailing and fining of doctors who speaked out, forced experimental injections for all healthcare workers, along with other draconian things. What do you think of the way things run in BC now?
I think this whole thing is awful. That UNDRIP is going much beyond what people realize. And it's the, I guess BC is the first to have it. It's another disaster. Although it's not a disaster for those people that want to see everything centralized, everything managed centrally. Communism in another form, that's what's coming, and that's what they're trying to push. Because it gives them so much power, they can stay there, they can do things, they don't have to answer to the people. It's disaster. The UNDRIP, of course, also affects the native people. And I don't think we're doing the native people, the real people, the workers, the regular folks, a benefit by having a separate government, separate rules, separate regulations. That's not good. It's not good. The people that win by that sort of thing are the chiefs and the bosses, the people in charge. The regular folks only get poorer by getting this sort of thing.
Who do you think actually runs BC?
Actually runs BC, it's hard to tell, because I don't think the government today is really managing by itself. They don't have the brains to do that. I think it's being directed from other sources. Just exactly what, we won't know for a time. Eventually that'll all come out. But no, it's governments today are not being managed by the people. As a matter of fact, the last thing we went through, the whole of this COVID thing was part of it. They took on an enormous experiment and didn't go to the people, didn't even experiment even on a local or an easy or a small area. They took it everywhere. It's a bad show, and that's, we're going to see more of that.
Is this a bad sign, BC now being referred to as British California?
Well, I think the whole of Western U.S. and Canada has a problem. We're moving more and more to the people being managed totally by government. So it's not a good sign. It's probably a truth.
Danielle Smith will be up for election in May next year. If she remains premier subject to election fraud, do you think people from BC will be moving to Alberta?
Well, I don't know if people will move to Alberta. Before they realize what needs to be done and how it needs to be done and what they need to realize they're being led to, it'll be too late. It'll be too late for everybody to move by the time they realize what's happening. And it's not only happening here, it's happening throughout Canada. That's the problem. So I like what Alberta is doing. I think it's a start, and I hope to keep pushing it.
BC's health minister has pushed experimental injections on the people, overseeing the destruction of the healthcare system, pushed through Bill 36. Could this position by the health minister against the people of BC cause the downfall of the NDP government?
This Bill 36 is another disaster. And I live in a beautiful community called Ladner, and I love the people, but they don't understand here or anywhere else in the country or the province, particularly this time, of what's happening. It's a disaster. This Bill 36, it starts with the doctors, obviously, the healthcare workers. And if they don't do what they're being told by the government, they potentially could be fined $200,000 or put to jail. This is crazy stuff. I don't even know if people in Russia would have accepted that years ago when they had communism. It's crazy. And the health minister, I don't think knew what he was doing, frankly. I think that happens too often. And I think they were probably being told by the premier, EB, and I'm not sure that he can't know just exactly what the response will be and what the result will be. It's terrible. It's a disaster. Bill 36 has to go.
What exactly is Bill 36, and why does it concern you so much?
Well, Bill 36, in short, just takes control of anything in the health field, but it doesn't stop there. It allows much more. So it's the government taking control of the people. And we're going to see much, much more of that. We saw it with COVID-19. That's only the beginning. There'll be much more. Government wants to take control, and we've got to try and stop that now. It's terrible. So whatever we can do to discourage this sort of thing or to eliminate Bill 36 and the likes of it, we have to work at it. And it's up to the people. I'm getting a little bit old for doing this, but anyway, it can be done. We proved it with HSD. If it hadn't been fought at the time, we'd all be paying a whole lot more again. So it needs to be done now. We got to go after this.
How long do you think the new premier can allow his health minister to get away with what he's been doing to the people of British Columbia?
I think it's coming to an end. I think the people don't quite see it all or know exactly what all is happening. They'll begin to realize more and more as they see the results of it. But it's a disaster. It needs to be stopped. Can't go on.
As death rates increase, is disruption to the functioning of the economy unavoidable?
Of course, the economy. People, the money comes from one source, and they can devalue the money or limit what it can purchase. It'll get tougher and tougher for the average person to survive as this goes on. They'll become more and more dependent on government. If they allow it to go on, they'll become more and more dependent, and there'll be less and less of it. It's terrible. People need to know. I'm glad you're doing this, and I hope that you'll keep questioning more and more people about this, because it's got to be stopped.
Some people are warning family and friends about the concerns surrounding the experimental injections. Is there likely a psychological reason why people discount or ignore these warnings?
Well, you know what? The people were all put in an experiment, and they knew it to be an experiment, and it was actually told us that it was an experiment. But they put penalties, one sort or another, on people not getting it. For example, traveling places, you name it. It was stupidity, except it was done for a reason, and the people pay the price.
What do you think of the veterans who are coming forward saying Veterans Canada told them, Veteran Affairs, to commit suicide rather than deal with their depression?
Terrible. Terrible. It's unbelievable. People are encouraged because government wants to save money, I guess. I don't know why else they would be. It's terrible. It's obviously against everything we know, and it's against everything we've been taught, and it's everything that the world turns on. And they're saying, we, the government, can encourage people to kill themselves because we don't need them anymore. How many people today in Canada realize that this is already in place through Ottawa? It's terrible. And we've just seen the beginning of it. You know what? This whole COVID thing was the beginning, obviously, although we've seen it happening in smaller scale, but it's going to grow and it's going to be a total disaster.
Why do you think there's a push for assisted suicide in Canada? Some calling it made medical assisted death.
Well, they want to assist suicide, and they'll say it's to help people. Of course, that's ridiculous. There's a time, I'm sure, when a lot of people might be discouraged for one reason or another. Government might be a good reason too. But, they want to discourage. The government wants to get involved in this sort of thing because it gives them more control. And it'll spread. Right now it's, you can request the help from the government. They'll assist you in killing yourself. But the time will come when the government will decide who gets killed when. It's just terrible. We got to stop this crazy stuff. It's unreal.
Yeah, we hear stories from seniors saying they're considering suicide because they can't afford the high cost of living.
Suicide because the high cost of living. Suicide may be an excuse for some people. I'm sure that, however, to make that decision is not easy. But the government can encourage people one way or another, at what they believe to be the right time, and that's how they get rid of people. It's just awful.
We'll have more with Bill VanderZam right after this.
Don't miss out. Stay informed. Receive the HowStreet.com weekly recap with thought-provoking podcasts, radio, and articles delivered to your inbox. Sign up for the HowStreet.com weekly recap on our homepage at HowStreet.com.
Welcome back. We're speaking with Bill VanderZam. Bill, the push is on for central bank digital currency in Canada. Your thoughts on digital currency for the country?
The push is on, and again, that's the beginning. Eventually, you'll have no more cash, and I guess it's already very convenient to have a MasterCard, a Visa, or one of those cards where you can charge things up and find out what the consequence later on, but that's only the beginning. Government wants control of your money, where it's spent, how it's spent, when it's spent, and it's not you looking after your own things, including your family. It'll be government dictating how it's done and when. And to do that, they have to get rid of the cash so they can keep control over everything you do, what you spend on. It'll all be through government. If we allow it to continue on, that's how it'll be, and not too long from now.
Bill, C-11 is designed to end free speech in Canada. Your thoughts on it?
Free speech in Canada is on its way out. It won't be called free speech. They'll have another name for it. They won't say free speech is being controlled by us. No, there'll be another name for it. It'll be supposedly to protect the people. But yeah, it's coming to an end. We're seeing a lot of this happening, and it's all sort of coming out from what we've just gone through with the COVID. That was the beginning. They didn't quite make it, and they obviously didn't get the percentage of people voting, getting the injections. They didn't even get the numbers that they're saying. But it was a beginning, and they'll carry it on further.
Your thoughts on what Elon Musk is exposing at Twitter?
I kind of like this guy. He has the resources to do whatever he wants. And I have a criticism for too many billionaires. I think there was a time when we had it was unusual to have even a millionaire in one town. Now there's billionaires all over the board. And the billionaires are obviously out to get more power and more control, and they'll come together, and it'll cost the people dearly. But Elon Musk is actually coming out and doing things himself with his money. So I kind of like that. I think he's a pretty good guy. I think we need to watch him and encourage him to do what he's doing now.
What are you hearing on the climate change scam?
The climate change thing is another government thing. I'm sure the climate is changing. I know it's changing. It's been changing. It's always been changing.
Yeah.
And I think they even found a tree recently near the North Pole, petrified over many, many years. So the climate has been changing for as long as we can remember, much beyond that. And as somebody who's been all his life growing plants and flowers, actually the so-called CO2 they're complaining about is helping my plants. It makes them grow better. So they don't care what they use or how they use it. It'll be an attempt again by government to try and use this issue of climate change to further their involvement, their control, their way to have a handle on the people and what they do.
Do you think it's too late to turn the freighter around and find true freedom?
Well, maybe not. I suppose the time, if people start to protest, if people start to understand what's happening and take action to fight it, it's tough to fight. You know what? I was just telling my family this morning, I'm buying a grapefruit now that I used to pay less than $2 for. Now I'm paying $2, $3. So it went, inside of 1 year, it went up 50%. And inflation didn't do that. That's government controlling it as well. And business falling in line. It's not good. It's not too late, but we need to respond. We can't just accept all these things and move on. It'll get worse. It'll be a disaster.
And Bill, turning to your excellent green thumb, I have a windmill palm. It's a large potted plant on my balcony. Some of the leaves are turning yellow. Any tips on how to look after that exotic plant as we go into the colder months?
Probably needs a new gardener. I don't think there's a result for all those things. Sometimes you have to change it dramatically.
Bill.
Sorry about that.
Well, thank you so much for chatting with us.
All the best to you.
All the best to you and your family as well.
God bless, and hopefully pray for the best.
Thank you again, Bill.
My pleasure.
My guest has been Bill VanderZand, former BC Premier. If you have any questions for our show or for Bill, we'll chat with him again. You can send them to info@howstreet.com, our YouTube channel, Talk Digital Network. Find us on Twitter @TalkDigitalNet. We're also on Facebook. I'm Jim Goddard. Thank you for listening.
Comments made on the Goddard Report and TalkDigitalNetwork.com are an expression of opinion only. The Goddard Report is available online and mobile at TalkDigitalNetwork.com. The Goddard Report is a production of How Street Media Incorporated.